I do praise the Lord for what he has done. Jesus Christ came to this earth, died on a cross, and rose again to save us. That is the good news. It is 6:11 and other good news here this morning. Ryan has returned from his vacation. And for the What Day Is It game?
I'm back.
Well, we'll find out. I went 2 for 3.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I got a report on one of the days from my father, who was faithfully listening to the What Day Is
It. Oh, joy.
I was having too much fun with cousins, but he was like, well, they got it today, Ryan. I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah, 2 for 3. We missed Friday, but we got Monday and Tuesday were those. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't remember those days. Once it's done,
Monday
it's
and
out
Thursday
of my brain.
We got. Yeah. Yeah. Those were the two days.
Well, today's a new day. Mm-hmm. It's December 30th. You'd think there's no holidays between Christmas and New Year's. Well, you'd be wrong.
What?
There's multiple, and there's multiple today. So I took two real holidays off the calendar. They are today. We can celebrate. And then I made a third one up, and you and Beth are going to guess which is the day Ryan made up today.
Okay.
I like this list. We got National There Is No Cow on the Ice Day.
What?
There's no cow in the ice day. It's a playful nod to the Swedish expression. I'm not going to say that. It's in Swedish. But it translates to there's no cow on the ice. It means don't worry, there's no danger.
Sure.
Oh, look at that. It's snowing. There's no cow on the ice.
No cow on the ice.
No need to go out there and get the cow.
Great.
Let's see. Then National Bacon Day.
Well, that's a beautiful day.
December 30th each year.
Yay.
Or is it? I love bacon any day of the year.
Sure.
Yeah. The founders recommend eating bacon while watching movies featuring Kevin Bacon, the actor.
The actor.
Yeah, that's
sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And then Falling Needles Family Fest Day.
What?
Time of year when a stray sneeze can cause the Christmas tree shedding its needles or just poof, poof, they all fall on the ground. Just a reminder that maybe it's time to get that thing out of the house before it catches fire.
Wow.
Which, if you've ever seen a Christmas tree catch fire, it whoosh. It's like 15-foot tall inferno. Anyway, wow. Falling Needles Family Fest Day.
Okay. That reminds me of a news story I saw just yesterday about an innovative way to get rid of your Christmas trees. Apparently, there is an organization now that will receive your Christmas tree.
Hmm.
And feed it to goats.
Oh, okay.
So
the goats need to eat too.
Apparently. Great.
In Ohio, we would burn it. Like, we'd wait till spring and it dried out a little bit and go out in the backyard and whoosh.
Nice.
Here, I think we'd get in trouble.
Yeah. Probably not a good idea.
In town, all that stuff.
Yeah. So goats eating Christmas trees. Nice. Mm-hmm. Very fun. Okay. So that's Falling Needles Family Fest Day.
Yeah.
Wow. National Bacon Day, I can get behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And National There Is No Cow on the Ice Day.
One of them's fake, but the other two are real. Yeah.
Only one is fake.
Only one is fake.
Only one.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. I am, just because it's so weird, I'm going to say that Swedish one is probably legit. I don't know, but
there's no cow on the ice.
There's no cow on the ice. Yeah. I mean, if it's not legit, you went to a lot of work to put this one together. I mean, because you have the Swedish thing written out. So I'm going to say you made up Falling Needles Family Fest Day.
That's wrong.
Nope, that's today.
Get out of town.
Get that tree out of the house before it, like, at least the needles, man. You step on those, they hurt.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. But why would you call it that?
I don't know, but it was real. Falling Needles Family Fest Day. Maybe it's a festival to get it out. You know, like, let's take the tree down. Yay, vacuuming.
Yay.
Make it a party.
Yay.
I don't know.
Pick all the needles out of the carpeting.
And your foot.
Great.
So Falling Needles Family Fest Day is today. Celebrate.
Could it be National Bacon Day today? Could it be? Could it be?
Could it be?
Oh, okay. I'm still putting my faith behind the Swedish thing. Did you make up National Bacon Day?
Not this time.
Really? Oh, stop. Stop. I did so well last week.
Well, you know, I had time to think.
Yeah, you
Some
did.
Some days I don't have time to think when I just come up with something. And I was like, what's a fun phrase, Google? Oh, that's a good one. So yeah, there is a phrase. There is a Swedish phrase. There's no cow on the ice.
Really?
There is. There's no day for it, but it's a. I like the phrase. I may have to incorporate it into my vernacular. But
I want to hear you pronounce the Swedish. That's what I want.
Oh, how much trouble would I get in?
Probably a
that
lot.
That thought ingen kopa.
Yeah, don't even try. Don't even try.
Bless you. So,
but kazoo type.
I can say there's no cow on the ice, though. That's easy enough. And even though it's not a day, hey, there's nothing to worry about. There's no cow on the ice. God's in control. Here's Jesus is Our King from Crosspoint Music, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.